Oh.
Ja.
Oh. Oh. I'm the fire police. When I'm coming down the road, I'll be streaking the street.
Yo,
what it do? What it do?
It's your boy Kyle C.
And it's your boy Papa Smurf. I'm just kidding. No. This is the first episode of the GRH Life Podcast, whoop Fire whoop. Police Podcast. We have absolutely no idea what we're doing.
No.
No agenda.
Just here to have some fun.
Yeah. Figured we'd just kind of have like a variety podcast where we just talk about a wide variety of different things.
Yeah.
Usually going to be, you know, kind of whimsical, funny topics that we can just have a good laugh about.
Yeah, and we're just going to kind of cover random things. We'll cover video games, new movies coming out.
Transformers
just came out, so we'll have to do a review on that.
Yeah, we'll definitely do opinions and critiques of certain things. We're big into video games, big into certain types of movies. I wouldn't say I'm like a huge movie guy, but like, you know, if it's a certain genre of movie, but we might even critique music, and we'll definitely critique, like, we're big into anime as well, so we'll be doing critiques of probably more popular anime to at least to start with, and then we'll get kind of into the weeds of I don't want to call it the underground anime scene, but there's a lot of not well-known animes that are fantastic, so we'll get more into that too. But expect commentary on, like, what would you say currently? My Hero.
My Hero, Attack on Titan.
Seven Deadly Sins.
Watch some of Demon Slayer, which we got to get you on some Demon Slayer.
I have started it. Yeah. I have started watching Demon Slayer. Okay. I'm only, like, on episode 3, though, of season 1.
I mean, right off the bat, like I said before, episode 1, 2, I mean, it starts getting good, like, immediately.
Yeah. Yeah. So. There's not a whole lot that I can say currently. They have killed one demon already. They were heading up the mountain to go meet, I forget his name, but the old man that's supposed to train him to become a demon slayer, but it's also supposed to help him potentially find a cure for his sister.
Yeah, the swordsman.
Yeah, I didn't even know he's a swordsman. I haven't even gotten that far yet. But literally, there was that one demon that was in the monastery or whatever when they walked in, and there's like all the dead bodies.
Yes.
And they
see, I need to go back and rewatch the first season.
Yeah,
I'm ready. Yeah. I haven't watched any of the new season yet. I've seen some of it on TikTok.
Literally, his sister like decapitates the demon.
Yes,
and then he's not dead, and they kind of peg his head to a tree with a like a woodcutter's axe.
Yeah,
like
thing. And he's still talking.
Yeah. And then the old man, I can't remember his name, but he's like, you know, you gotta. It's basically a test, you know. You got to kill him, and
where they're trying to get into the Demon Slayer Corps.
Yeah,
yeah.
So
they do their little quiz. They get their sword at the end.
Yeah,
some cool stuff like that.
So. Yeah,
yeah. Once you get into it, man, it gets pretty intense.
But yeah, so just to kind of set expectations here, there's not really. I mean, we're coming up with a game plan. We decided to do episode 1. With a very, very loose game plan, but we're going to shore that up as this goes on, and we'll have a kind of a better structure to it all. But we just, we've been talking about doing something like this for a long time, and finally just found the time to sit down and start. And I think starting is the hardest part, and once we get this thing rolling and we kind of know what direction we want to take it in, we'll start cranking out some episodes.
Yeah, and we just want to kind of give everybody a feel of, like, what stuff we're into. Just have some fun with it. Some bro time.
Yeah, definitely.
A lot of times my wife will probably be on. She also has her own podcast going that we'll all be a part of. So we'll kind of mix and mingle between both podcasts, get everybody on there. Hers is a lot of stuff. We'll be talking about, like, just new topics, things like that, marriage stuff.
I was gonna say I listened to that first episode yesterday morning, and it sounded like it was gonna be more of like real life kind of commentary,
real life stories, kind of things that's going on. That's just kind of things that get to us or fun stuff that we want to talk about.
Sure,
things of our daily lives. Then we have the GRH life, and that's where we're gonna talk about all the really funny crap that happens throughout our life. A lot of stories from our past. if we endorse anything, we will tell you.
Yeah.
Any of our stories that we talk about, a lot of them are about restaurants, things like that. They're going to be funny stories for sure. Probably trigger a lot of people.
A lot of people that can relate.
Yes. Yes. If you ever wanted ice cream at 2 o'clock in the morning,
don't go to McDonald's.
No, that machine is not going to be turned on.
If you want ice cream at 3 in the afternoon, don't go to McDonald's.
It might be turned on, but not plugged in.
It's sound for cleaning.
Yeah.
So, all the time. That's the cleanest ice cream machine.
And we have a buddy that actually did a lot of the maintenance stuff for his new job, that he would go around and he'd get calls that the machines weren't working and things like that. And
yeah.
I think he even admitted one day that, yeah, sometimes they're just not turned on.
Yeah, and they just don't want to turn them on.
Yeah, they just...
Too much if work. I turn this on, I'm going to have to clean it later.
Too much work to flip a switch. You know?
Yeah. One of these days, man, that video we saw, one of these days we just throw on some coveralls, go in there and be like, hey, I'm here to fix the machine.
Turn that bad boy on.
And then come back around in the drive-thru.
Yeah.
Try to tell me now that it's down for maintenance. Yeah, I was the guy that was just in there. I'd like some ice cream. But yeah, we're going to have a lot of, like Kyle said, we'll have a lot of funny stories to tell. And because we do, we have a lot of, in that same vein, there's a lot of funny, like, fast food restaurant stories that we have. But
just remember, always make sure you got both buns. We'll get into that story another time, but you go get you a hamburger somewhere, just make sure you got both buns. You don't want to grab that.
Hey man, when you're building your house, you got to make sure you got a foundation. When you're building the burger,
you don't just put the carpet straight down on the dirt and then start building the house.
Well, that's what this McDonald's did.
That's straight up. But like I said, they forgot the foundation.
They forgot the foundation, dude.
So, but yeah, we just wanted to get on and say hey to everybody. We're gonna give you some like random facts of the day. Kind of kill some time here, have some fun with you guys. Tim, you want to hear some fun facts of the day?
I do. Okay. I do want to hear some fun facts.
All right, so we're going to start off with this one. It's in Switzerland, they actually prohibit the ownership of just one guinea pig. Just one.
So you can only have one guinea pig Switzerland?
No, you can have. You have to have more. You can't have just one.
You can't have just one guinea pig.
You have to have more than one.
Are they going to buy all the food? They're going to buy all the...
it says, it's since like, guinea pigs are such social creatures, one guinea pig would get lonely and use just inconsiderable and animal abuse in Switzerland to only own one.
That's pretty wholesome.
So, I mean, you got a big family, everybody gets a guinea pig.
When my family had guinea pigs back when I was, I don't know, probably 10, 11 years old, we had two of them, Patches and Taffy. One was black and white spotted, and the other was brown and white spotted.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I've heard that before, that the guinea pigs are very social animals.
I wouldn't
it's
really
kind of
know.
Funny that they made like a law. How do they enforce that? Well, if you're buying one guinea pig from the pet store, does the person have to ask you, like, do you already have another one at home?
Can you show proof and registration?
Because if not, get your butt back over there. You got to get another one. You got to pick out another guinea pig.
I need license and registration for your
other guinea pigs. Put your mouth out on the curb. Put your ass up. Spread them cheeks. It's like, whoa. Hold on a second. I'll go buy another guinea pig. All right. Switzerland.
I don't know how you lead from that, but
we gotta try.
Sir, how many guinea pigs do you have? Cuff this man, he only has one.
That's 25 to life.
If you don't have the money for two or more, you can't buy them.
Then don't buy one. If you can't buy two, don't buy one.
How many kids you got? You had multiple kids.
Get rid of one of them kids so you can get another guinea pig. Kick one of them kids out. They're fine.
Oh, yeah.
They're 7 years old. They can make it on their own.
Yeah. At that age, they mean they're their own dealer.
Yeah. What?
They can run the streets.
What?
They can be going and buying their own guinea pigs.
When I'm walking down the road.
I'll be freaking on a train.
All right. Next fact.
All right.
Fun fact.
Did you know that a shrimp's heart is actually in its head?
I have a joke. Okay. I have a joke, but there's so much. I'm proud of myself. There's a lot of restraint going on right now, but I had a joke, but
It's a whole new meaning to thinking with the correct head.
You ever, you know what? No, I'm not. Well, moving on. Ooh.
What dude, else we got?
High five, dude. I'm proud of myself.
Good job.
That was a lot of restraint.
That's. Ooh, you need a belt for that?
Fun fact number three.
Supermarket apples can be a year old. That's disgusting.
Wouldn't they be like super mushy?
That,
you get a year old apple from the supermarket. It's already applesauce.
Yeah. Says the apples you just bought are actually almost a year old. Farmers often pick apples in the fall, cover them in wax, hot air dry them, and then put them in cold storage, which keeps them edible and ready to sell for 6 to 12 months.
See, I always knew that we were doing some really sussy things to our food. That confirms what we already knew.
No wonder your teeth make that weird squeaky noise whenever you...
Dude, you're eating wax.
At that point, just give me a candle.
I'll just walk in my girl's room while she's waxing her legs, and I'll just dip in the wax there and just bring in a spoon. I don't want to eat wax. That's gross.
Disgusting.
Gosh, now I'm just going to grow an apple tree in the backyard, grow my own apples. How do you
at,
like
at this point, yeah,
them you apples. Need to.
That's, yeah, okay. Did you know that British military tanks are equipped to make tea? So that they have, the crew needs hot tea or coffee at any time of the day or during tea time, they can just reach for the boiling vessel inside of the tank.
That's the most British thing.
We're at war. It's tea time.
Hold on. Time out. Pause. Time out. Time out. Tea time.
You know, I heard that they did that several times in the past, that a lot of times when we were at war, they would just allow them a break as respect towards...
Tea time?
Tea time.
I don't...
Can you imagine you've got like... Just AKs.
I'm about to cleave this dude's skull in half with pause. Oh, I have to, let's break bread and crumpets and with our tea.
Would you like some crumblets?
Would you like some crumblets?
Would you like an egg Benedict first thing in the morning before I blow your head off?
Yes, quiet. Hide. You know, Reginald, I can't cleave your skull in right now. It's tea time. I do say, old chap, I must drink. I gotta drink my Earl Grey before I finish obliterating you. Yeah, that is the most British thing I've ever heard in my life.
Hello, old chap. I do say, before I die, I would like to have a sip of tea.
Any last request? Oh, yes. Could you bring me some chamomile?
Yes.
That's lavender.
Thank you so much, Reginald.
What?
We all know who this guy is. They're just spitting random facts at us now.
I suppose that fact was pretty fun.
That was a pretty good one. Even better. M&M's are actually named after their creators.
Slim Shady.
It says two businessmen, Forrest Mars and Bruce Murray, came up with the sweet treats, but their relationship was very bitter, giving them the idea for M&M's.
Never
mix. I
guess mix.
Because your last name starts with an M.
Never chocolate. Mix business and pleasure.
No.
Never mix them.
You get a very sour taste.
Unless that's what you're going for, and then yeah. In which case, congratulations.
Sometimes that love will just melt.
I want to know who made Warheads. Not like the bomb, so I'm talking about like the candy. Like, I want to know who made Warheads, because I love Warheads.
I mean, let's look it up. Let's look it up.
Let's do it right now. That'd be another fun fact. Peter War Hedickson.
Impact Confections.
That is not what I was expecting.
Warheads, formerly known as the Mega Warheads, is a brand of sour tart candy manufactured by Impact Confections, located in Janesville, Wisconsin.
You know, it's not exactly what I was hoping for. I was hoping for like a name, you know.
You know, Wikipedia is always your good friend.
Yeah, they can never lie on Wikipedia. It's against the internet.
They're actually made in Taiwan. Imagine that.
Just sending out napalm warheads all over.
Did the Taiwanese? Did the Taiwanese even have legitimate warheads?
Introduced in 1975, a whole 48 years ago, the sour candy warheads was invented. It was then bought out by Impact Confections in 2004.
I just remember way back in the day, me and my cousins would get like a big old bag of like 50 or 100 of the individually. It was like one big pack, but inside was like individually wrapped. And we would have like little contests to see how many we could pop in our mouth.
Yeah, how long you could like.
Dude, I remember there was one time I couldn't taste anything for like 3 weeks.
Right.
My tongue was just one big wart. It was just like all of the taste buds were raised on my tongue, and like I couldn't taste anything for like 3 weeks.
They looked like one of those little
anemones. Pretty much
in your mouth, just kind of floating there. Just, I wish I could taste something, but you know,
I know it's there. I just don't know what it tastes like. Don't know if I hate it or not. All right, fun fact, was this number five?
Yeah, let's see. We'll see what we got. Let's see what we can find. Oh, here's a good one. You're not going to be expecting this. Anybody with the letter J in their name. The letter J was the last added letter to the English alphabet.
So we had 20...
completely skipped...
So we had 25 letters.
And they were like, nah, J.
And they're like, we need another letter that sounds a lot like G a lot of times.
But it's got to be a little hood.
Like Jungle Jim. Well, Jim is G, but Jungle, like, for example. Sounds a lot like G, but we need another letter. This is why people hate the English language. And they say it's super confusing.
Could you imagine we had a bunch of people named Jim with G-I-M? You wouldn't know to call them Jim or Gim.
But we could have made it a whole lot simpler.
No, we could have just said, Jim, come here. That's it. The G just has a J sound to it.
I'm a G.
But it's a...
You don't hear nobody saying, I'm a J.
Nah.
No, I'm a G.
That's more of like a...
What if gangster was spelled with a J?
Jankster.
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 That is mildly interesting, yeah.
Yeah.
The moon has moonquakes.
Yes. It says they occur due to the tidal stresses connected to the distance between the Earth and the moon. Apparently, gravity and the lack of anything in space can cause the moon to have moonquakes.
I am going to... This is my intellectual property. I'm patenting it right now. I'm going to create a candy bar called Moonquake.
There you go.
It just sounds like it should be a candy bar. I don't know. Moonquake.
We already have Moon Bar.
And Moon Pie.
And Moon Pie, yeah. Which are delicious.
We just need... Now we need Moonquakes.
Yeah.
It's basically... It's basically going to be... I'm going to slide some laxative in there. It's going to be this delicious chocolatey nougat, but it's going to be laxative.
Yeah, that sounds like a good time.
And it's just going to, there's going to be some quaking.
Eat some chocolate nerds that makes you take a dump.
Chocolate nerds?
Yeah, Moonquake.
Moonquake. Okay. I like where, yeah. Everyone listening, you can't steal our idea.
Even better, chocolate Pop Rocks. But you can't put them in your mouth. You have to just swallow them whole. As soon as they drop
and they
in,
pop in your stomach?
You get a moonquake.
I don't know how I feel about that. I do know how I feel about that. I don't like that.
How I would feel.
I don't like that.
I'd be hurting.
That feels pretty invasive.
Yeah. I mean, you could always take some ketchup as medicine afterwards.
I have no idea what you just said to me.
Ketchup used to be sold as medicine. In 1834, people with indigestion were given a prescription for the condiment. You had indigestion, just drink a little packet of ketchup.
This is back in the day when their solution to pretty much everything was like, well, I guess I'll just chop your leg off. They're like, but I've got an issue with my arm. Eh, it doesn't matter. Chop your leg off.
It's slowly moving to your leg. Also, eat this packet of ketchup.
Take two of these ketchups and then call me tomorrow.
Your toes might fall off. But, you know, that's life, I guess.
There are more than 200 Kit Kat flavors in Japan.
Yeah, staying on the chocolate.
Just another reason why, before I die, I'm taking a trip to Japan. 100%.
Holding on Tokyo.
That, just imagine, like, well, first of all, culturally, this is kind of a decent segue here. Final Fantasy 16 just came out, right?
It's a lot of Kit Kat.
And they get crazy with their, like, marketing for video games, for anime, for stuff like that. Yes. Over in Japan.
Yes.
And they had, like, a 3D billboard for Final Fantasy 16.
I've saw those, dude. I see those. They post them on, like, TikTok and stuff like that.
Yes.
I see those videos on YouTube and stuff of, like, the billboard is, like, exploding.
Yes.
And you see
the literally, it's like a Ifrit coming out of it.
The video game characters coming out of.
Yeah.
And it literally looks like they're climbing on the side of the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's freaking cool.
Now, why can't we have like a theater like that?
We would geek out so hard if we went to. We got to get a group together someday where we go. I don't care for how long, but like we just take a trip to Japan.
Yes.
And just absolutely nerd out.
Can you imagine like an Attack on Titan? Just a whole wall.
I think they probably did something like that too.
They probably did. I mean, it is Japan. They do all the fun stuff.
Yeah.
Down here in Florida, all we have is just the fun stuff is like you had a gator across the street in the middle of town or something.
I wrestled some alligators this morning, and now they're my pet. They're living in my bathtub.
I put a collar on it and everything.
Yeah.
I take it to PetSmart.
Yeah. In Florida, much like Switzerland, alligators are very social creatures.
They are.
You must own more than one alligator if you were to own an alligator.
I mean, they're free to get. You just throw your...
Yeah, literally go to any standing body of water, and I guarantee you will find an alligator in there somewhere.
That or an anaconda.
Yeah.
We have those two.
That's more of the Everglades, but... But, you know, can't say I've ever seen an anaconda up the... You know,
no.
We're in northern Florida, by the way, for anyone who might be curious about that.
Yeah, we're up here with the raccoons, the possums.
The possums.
The coyotes.
Yeah, we got some of them coyotes. We got plenty of gators.
Turtles.
Turtles.
We used to own some turtles.
We got snakes. We just don't have anacondas.
Yeah, we got all kinds of snakes. We got snakes that could kill you, like, in an instant every time you take a step. Like, we have the rattlesnakes, and we have the copperheads.
Yep.
Moccasins.
Water moccasin, yeah.
Like, my God.
Yep.
We got the coral snake, which apparently you would think it looks exactly like the king snake, so you don't know what you're looking at.
Yeah.
And they do that little saying, fellow or whatever.
Something about the color of it.
Yeah, if the bands match up. I'm not looking at the color of it when it starts trying to attack me.
Yeah.
If I'm walking and it bites me, like, I'm not going, wait a minute.
I'm not
like,
trying to be best friends with the snake.
To a hospital, whether it poisonous or not.
Yeah.
I'm also killing it before I run off because ain't no snake a good snake.
I don't care what they do to keep down rodents and stuff. We got enough stray cats that do that.
Yes.
We ain't trying to be friendly with snakes.
My front porch every night has about 5 cats.
Yep.
I think we're good. We don't need no snakes.
Yep. Yep. I think you're taken care of.
Yes.
I think you're fine.
We're good. What else we got? We got some awful. And y'all make sure to send us some, let us know, like, some comments and things like that. Once we get some stuff set up, we're going to get the Discord set up eventually. My wife's going to be working on that.
Hold on.
And we might be trying to get a YouTube channel kind of going where we might be doing some stuff too on there, some fun stuff, blending random things together, making smoothies out of random crap.
Will it juice? Will it smooth?
Yes.
Will it crunch?
Will it float?
Will I vomit?
Will
I expel it violently from my body? Let's find out.
But did you die?
Yeah, but did you die? I like that. Yeah, I like
but
that.
Did you die? Eat some random things and just be like, did you die?
I'm looking at another little fun fact here, and this one I'm not sure I believe.
Dolphins give each other nicknames or names.
to give each other names.
I shall now call you. I don't, like, I know dolphins are smart. I know that they're smart. And I know dolphins are probably even smarter than some people. At least some people that I've met.
If you've ever seen Florida Drivers, yes. Dolphins are smarter.
Yes. I fully believe that a dolphin could drive better than a lot, like probably 80% of the people in this town. But that, I don't know.
It says a unique whistle
first of all, used
to distinguish members in their pod. So they use a different whistle for every member?
I'm still trying to figure out how somebody came to that conclusion, though. Like, how long do you have to watch dolphins to know that he uses that very specific squeak every time he's talking to this particular dolphin?
Like, did they just put, like, 4 or 5 of them in a tank, but in the separate tanks inside one tank, and then as he went up to each window, used a different whistle?
Hey, Fred. Hey, Bob. But, it, you know, obviously it sounds like, yeah. Hey, like, I don't know. I really don't know. I just, how do we know that? How do we know what dolphins think? Or, I just know,
humans, we come up with some random.
I love dolphins, don't get me wrong. I love them. But how do we know what they think?
It's kind of like flat earthers. they've never been to space, but somehow they just know that there's a line.
It's like every well-documented photo from space, from like the space station or whatever, that clearly shows the Earth is a sphere. It's round. They're like, no, that's Photoshop. No, that's not real.
Yeah. What they did was they used a fish lens. Okay.
Same thing. We're just one giant floating rectangle. And orbit is also not an elliptical. Orbit is a rhombus.
And somehow
we orbit the sun rhombusly. Orbit
with all the other planets is moving through space.
Yes.
So like everything is just moving at once.
So we can perceive that the moon is round. Like we can literally use our own eyes and look up in the night sky and see that the moon is round. So we have round like little angelic bodies that rotate around, and every other planet that can be seen with like a telescope or whatever, you can see that they're round, but Earth specifically is a flat rectangle.
I don't get it.
No one has found the point at the very edge where you fall off, and I'm still waiting for somebody to show me where that point is.
Like they're like, well, when you get to the ice wall, well, you can't go any further. It's like, technically you can.
It's like when you're trying to go out of bounds in a video game and all of a sudden there's just like an invisible wall and you're like, no, you can't go any further.
Yeah, the old Assassin's Creed games, you know?
Or in Destiny, it's just like you get a 5-second countdown timer, and if you don't leave in 5 seconds, it kills you.
Yeah, there's just nothing.
Yeah, there's just nothing.
And then you just wake up again, right next to the line again, like, wow, I guess I found it. I can see more. I just can't go there.
I just can't go over there.
They said
no. The architect said no.
Still speaking of animals, there was a time, and we'll get into my cousin a little bit more another time. But speaking of animals, so we were doing like a church get together kind of thing. It wasn't
it was
church,
like a Bible study.
Yeah, it was like a little Bible study. And of course, my cousin, which I'm sure when he hears this, he'll be like, "No, I never did that." But
no, but, he absolutely remembers saying this.
Yeah, see, he knows for a fact that he tried to cheer everybody up as we get done with the whole cry fest and we're all like talking and everything and just kind of venting and stuff. Brings up the fact that giraffes don't have taste buds.
But actually they do.
They do, like.
But he said it so matter of fact, like, I hate to admit that it was convincing the way he said it.
Yeah, it was one of those like a.
But it was like nobody prompted that fact. It was literally like out of nowhere. Did you guys know that giraffes don't have taste buds? And it like literally a hush fell over the crowd.
And then
like nobody
immediately jumped into like a scene from The Hobbit.
Yeah, we're like
what?
Wait, is that true? And I think it was Megan that finally was just like, that's crap. Like, no, let's look it up. And so finally, you know, after we were dumbfounded for a little bit, I forget who it was that actually ended up looking it up. But no, giraffes do, in fact, have taste buds.
Yes.
I don't know what came over him to think that
Google or to offer that information. Things, but it was correct on they do have taste buds. It's been shown.
Yes. I don't know.
I don't want to be the guy that studies a giraffe's tongue. But thank you to him for letting us know that they do have taste buds.
So from that point on, we have just decided that whenever Nikolai offers a fun fact, it's usually the opposite of what he says.
Yes.
Did you know that the sky is actually purple?
It could be.
But it's not.
It's not.
It's not. It could be. Maybe on a different planet with a different atmosphere. Maybe. But... yeah.
Did you know? The blob of toothpaste on your toothbrush actually has a name.
Like a term?
It has a term. It's called a nurdle.
That might be my favorite fun fact we've encountered today.
Greatest fact of the day?
A nurdle.
That's what we'll start doing. We'll do a random fun facts, and we'll just kind of pick which one's going to be the favorite one of the day.
So far, I don't know if we're going to keep going, but so far, that has my vote. That is my favorite fun fact so far.
You've noted it here.
Second, a close second is the British the British tea time in the tank. It's just the most...
We at war. Hold on, I need tea.
Well, I'm just going to tell you.
Afterwards, I'm going to brush my teeth with a nurdle.
I'm just going to tell you, man. 1776... Well, one, there weren't tanks. But in 1776, we didn't have to stop, take breaks for tea time. And that's why we're
loading your musket.
I know you're all Jeeves. These stupid Americans. Yeah, I am stupid. And I'm just going to say 1776, baby.
Dang straight.
Dang straight.
What else we got? Oh, here you go. We know we were talking about the Earth earlier.
Mm-hmm.
You could actually fall to the center of the Earth in only 19 minutes. How do we know that? Because we ain't never been to the center of the Earth.
Well, science fiction would disagree with you on that. But
I drilled a hole in my backyard one time that was about 6 foot.
I guess the way that they came to that conclusion, maybe, because this is kind of like a physics question.
Yes.
Because there is like, it's like 9 point something the rate of gravity when you're falling, like when you're free falling.
Yeah.
And there's a way to calculate like a free fall acceleration or whatever, and they probably just like calculated the diameter of the Earth.
Yeah.
And then
I've seen some tests.
And half, you know, arguably the center. Yeah. They say how long would it take going this fast? Would it
Yeah, cuz I've seen some tests where they've done those like cylinder tanks. Yeah. They like drop a feather in a bowling ball at the same time and kind of see the physics of does the gravity change and things like that.
Yeah.
And like when you remove air.
When it's in a vacuum, they fall at the same.
Yeah, they fall at the exact same speed.
Yep.
And hit the ground at the exact same time. Like, yep. Our world is just that amazing that if we just removed air is the center, I guess, for the contrast of all beings, I guess. Like, It's controls some things to move fast. It controls some things to move slow, and it fathoms me.
It
fathoms.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
I'm not entirely sure it made sense, but I appreciate you.
I used words.
You did, and I'm gonna get that whole monologue tattooed on my thigh. Yeah. Right here.
Just wrapping on my all the way around.
Just wrapping it.
You got to get it in like some glow in the dark ink
too. And I'm going to have them do it in like write in Latin.
Yes. Then they think you have like some demon writing all over your leg.
It's the script of Mordor.
It's my satanic leg.
It is the dark tongue of Mordor wrapped around my thigh.
Speaking of tongues, did you know that a crocodile actually can't stick theirs out? They just lift their mouth and it just kind of sits there.
Then why do they even have... Well, I guess, yeah, to keep, like, pushing stuff down their throat.
Yeah, that's it. But they can't actually stick it out of their mouth.
So they can't, like... They can't taunt other alligators.
No, they can't. They can't
they can't, like, taunt, you know?
No.
What a miserable existence. Could you imagine? I mean, look at all the little things we take for granted.
I guess they get lucky because they can't actually bite their tongue.
Well, yeah. I guess there's that.
No. You can't just accidentally chop it off. Bite force of a mammoth stepping on a rodent. Well, it's the equivalent. Yeah,
Mr. Silver Linings over here.
Yeah. Let's see.
What else we got?
Oh, here's a nasty, weird fact. Cat urine will actually glow under a black light.
Well, I know what I'm doing when I get home.
Who pissed on my carpet? It was you. I see the trail.
It glows under black light.
Yeah.
What does it say? Why?
No, it glows. I guess I don't know. We may not want to know.
Yeah, we probably don't.
Ooh. Here you
go. I feel like there's human excretions that also glow under black light. I'm sorry, that was like the most disgusting way to say that, but I do apologize. But
human liquids. Cat liquids are the equivalent of human liquids.
Cat liquids and human liquids. All right, you said you'd found another one?
Yeah, we got a couple here. A shark is the only known fish that can blink with both eyes. I guess.
Wait a minute. I'm processing this.
Sharks can actually blink their eyes.
With both eyes.
With both eyes.
So other fish can only blink one eye at a time?
Or no eyelids. Because there are fish with no eyelids.
I was going to say, I know that there are fish that, to my knowledge, never had eyelids, but...
I mean, I thought for sure, like, every time I caught a fish, like, in our backyard, if its eyes, like, flicker, with the little lens that pops up over their eye.
A little film or whatever.
Yeah, like, that they both went over, but I guess that's just that third eyelid, kind of like cats have.
Yeah.
So it's like a protective lens, I guess.
That's unsettling.
Yeah.
I don't know why it just is.
They're always staring at you when you're in the water.
I think their eyes is the whole reason why I've never been a huge fan. Like, I love sharks, like, as an idea. I don't ever want to go swimming with them.
No,
those dead eyes.
Yeah.
It's just like,
just all motionless.
What are you thinking?
Lifeless.
You don't know. What are you thinking? He could be sitting there like, dang, you look tasty. But I would never know. You get just dead eyes, just like...
Instead, I feel like he's just looking at me like, put me in the water. I can't live outside the water. Fish are friends, not food.
Hello. My name's Bruce.
My name's Bruce. All right. The average person's left hand does 56% of typing. When using the proper position of hands on the keyboard, hunting and pecking doesn't count.
I would like to take this. Now I would I'm like to take this it. Time to ask just ask the question.
Who studied that?
We still don't have a cure for cancer, but we know that.
We study people's hands
while they're typing.
Somebody literally was like,
did you know that you're left-handed 56%?
Even if you're right-handed.
To your right hand's 44%?
Okay, but what about the people without a left hand?
Well, that's just ambidex racist.
handist?
That's handists. Handist.
You're being handiest.
I'm just slapping the keyboard with my nub, I guess.
I guess your nub still does 56% of the typing.
No, I guess at that point you're just using like speak to text or something.
Yeah. Well, we learned.
But the fact that we have studied this down to a percentage.
Yeah.
56%, your left hand does more when you're typing.
Like somebody
if you're
was
using
sitting...
proper. Typing technique.
Somebody was literally sitting in an office, standing over top of somebody going, type, let me watch your hands.
What's more than that is that somebody likely said, I need a grant for this research that I'm doing. They're like, okay, can you tell me the nature of this research? Yes, I want to see if the left hand or the right hand does more during typing. And somebody like, somebody gave them grant money for that to do that study.
Here's $250,000. Go watch little Johnny at the college sit there and type for an hour and see which hand he moves more.
I say again, we still haven't cured cancer, but we at least know that the left hand, when using proper technique,
does 50%. On that note, though, apparently it has been proven sharks cannot get cancer.
Probably because of their diet.
But it's they've actually proven that they took a a needle and filled it with the cancer
cells.
Yeah, the cells. Mm-hmm. Injected it into like 25 different sharks, and every one of them it cured it within like a day. Like
so, the secret to curing cancer
is shark cells. They're shark's blood.
Are you pulling a Nikolai on me right now, or is this like because if this is true, we need to look this up. I'm not saying I don't believe you. I want to believe you.
I want to believe it, too.
Well, I was hoping you believed it when you were offering it as a fact.
Oh, so now, see, they're going to tell us. Contrary to myth, sharks do get cancer. Nah. But naked and blind mole rats generally are susceptible to the disease. So somebody lied and said they can't get cancer. But apparently they were completely wrong, and naked and blind mole rats, they can't get it. So we just need some naked mole rat.
Now we just need to harvest naked mole rat blood.
Mix that with a little bit of shark blood, and you got
naked. Dude, just get some of that naked mole. We're going to start selling naked mole rat liquid.
Kind of like when people say if something's hurt like on your body or whatever, you're supposed to take like chicken feet or chicken poop and rub it on it. Somebody told me that before.
Did you slap that person directly across the face when they told you that?
I looked right at them and told them they could do that. I'm not doing that.
I think that they were just trying to get you to slather yourself with chicken poop.
Yeah, not doing that. Sorry.
Can you look me in the eyes and promise me you've never done that?
I have never done that. I have never touched chicken poop in my life.
Good.
I've scooped hog poop before and cow poop when I used to raise them, but chickens, no, I don't mess with chickens.
You ride by a chicken coop with your window down, you'll be rolling that window up real quick.
It's worse than driving by the sulfur plant.
Yeah
I'd rather go.
It's worse than driving by a paper mill.
I'd rather go sit at the sulfur plant and just breathe than smell chicken. Have you ever drove on the highway behind them?
Yeah.
It's, oh my God.
You can't escape it.
No.
You just have to punch it and get around them.
Even after you pass the truck.
Oh, yeah, it lingers. It's still there. It lingers.
It's in your car in the air conditioner.
It's like running over a skunk.
It's, yeah.
It lingers in your car for an inexcusable amount of time.
Yes. Los Angeles is full name. El Pueblo de Nuestro Señora la Reina de Los Angeles de Porciuncola.
I just had a stroke.
That's probably the most. I just had
an aneurysm trying to process.
I don't know
that.
If that was Spanish or not. I'm not going to say.
I think that it was Spanish.
Okay.
Don't know what it meant.
Didn't you take Spanish or did you take French?
No, I took Spanish.
Oh, but no, yeah, no idea.
No.
Of course, my Spanish is terrible.
No. I took Spanish because I had to take Spanish. Listen, and I need to preface this. I think this is stupid high school Tim was like, I have to take a foreign language. Like, they're forcing me to take a foreign language, so I'll just take the language that's primarily spoken, especially like in Florida, as a second language. So I took Spanish. I wish I would have taken it more seriously, but I was just getting through it because it's like, I have to do this. Like, they're not giving me a choice. I have to do this. So,
yeah.
But as I've gotten older, genuinely, I think that people that are bilingual, trilingual, or, you know, just multilingual in general is so cool. And I kind of wish that I would have paid more attention and took it more seriously because I would love to be fluent in other languages. I think that's awesome. But no, I don't remember anything from high school Spanish at all.
No,
it has been voided from my brain for more useless movie dialogue and song lyrics and
you know, the important stuff.
The prison gates.
Prison gates! we will have, by the way, in a future episode, we will have Chad Kroger on as a guest. We actually know him personally. And we're going to get him, one, just in to kind of pick his brain a little bit, but also see just how wide his cervix, how wide his portfolio is in terms of, like, songs that he can. We're basically going to throw Chad Kroger into different genres and see what he can do with, like, swing, jazz, blues.
He's well-versed.
Pop. Yeah, K-pop especially. Put some Chad Kroger on some K-pop and see what happens.
Yeah. Now we're going to go to a little bit of some more fun. We're going to do what I like to call reading lyrics of the day. We're going to have a little fun with it. We're going to pick some random artist of the day, and then each day we're just going to kind of read off some lyrics from one of their top songs that pops up on Google.
I want to say that I don't think that it is random who you've chosen today. I think you decided to start the segment with the greatest lyricist that has ever lived.
Yeah.
They're
very poetic.
Yes. He's known as
the Aquaberry Dolphin.
The Aquaberry Dolphin. I want to know what Jody High Roller. Well, that's the obvious one, but I want to know
we want to look up some of his
animal. All of his
nicknames. His best nicknames. Yeah, we're going to have some fun with it.
All right. We got the Peach Panther.
With the fact that, first off, his name is Horst.
Horst Christian Simcoe.
H-O-R-S-T.
Horst. So I don't blame him at all for picking Jody High Roller.
Yeah, I mean.
or as he's well known as Riff Raff.
Yeah.
The greatest linguist of all time.
He is.
He also goes by the Peach Panther, the Neon Python, Jody High Roller, Mr. Lamborghini, Leg Lock.
The Lamborghini Leg Lock. A.K.A. the Aquaberry
Back fist.
A.K.A. Neon Knuckles. And many, many more. I mean, this man is everybody.
Yeah.
This man is America.
Yeah, I guess.
I think he was born and raised in Texas, too. So I mean,
I think so.
You put a cowboy hat and some boots on this man and let him ride into town on a horse. Jesus, man.
Yeah.
He is the rainbow Jesus.
the neon
icon.
All right. So what song were we?
I mean, you want to just pick a random one? We can just pick a random song.
Yeah, and just get some of his inspiring. Let's see here.
Let's see. We just look up some random things here. Most fantastically quotable lines from Riff Raff's new album, The Neon Icon. We're going to start off with number 23. Now I write Clark Gable on my cable bill. Bill Cosby on my couch out in Nashville.
Yeah, we can talk. Don't be a stranger. Step inside the club and I smell like a Power Ranger.
What a
genius.
Here we go. Colder than a polar, Jody Husky sandals. My mermaids are bi-curious. She even got intoxicated. Her girlfriend is furious.
Step inside the club and I'm smelling like Miami. In the kitchen cooking cookies, but I'm not your damn granny.
That was from the hit song Wetter Than a Tsunami. Oh.
I don't know what Miami smells like, but this man smells like an entire city.
Makes you not want to go, and we live in Florida. Yeah. It ain't but like 3 hours away from here, 4 hours like down south, but dang.
Real looking young, but I'm looking yonder. Hot like five saunas. My shoelaces is iguana. Before you cast that out, like, what is this guy talking about? You need to marinate on it.
That was poetry.
That was introspection.
Real looking young, But I'm looking yonder. He's looking over there.
Yeah. Like, not here, yonder.
Busy looking at him, trying to figure it out, but he's overlooking at the future. You know what I'm saying? Oh, we're getting a phone call from my wife. We're going to take this real quick. Hello, love bug. You're on GRH Life.
Would you be able to go check on Ramsey tonight?
Yes, I will be able to go take care of our sister's dog.
Okay, bye.
Okay, I love you. Anyway, I'll take care of that as soon as I get off work.
The candy gray Mercedes. Oh, yeah. I sold it at an auction. Rap game Sadie Hawkins got a ticket for jaywalking.
From one of the greatest songs ever written, How to Be the Man.
How to Be the Man.
The Houston remix. You want to know something about my right arm? I done flex so hard, I set off fire alarms.
And we're the fire police, so that works out. Like, that he was works. Actually, that line was actually meant for us.
That was a confession.
Yeah.
He pulled the fire alarm with his biceps of his right arm. Not his left arm, which is his typing arm.
Should have been a surfer. Aw, shit, look who it is. It's the white Eddie Murphy. Again, just genius. I mean, that is palpable genius.
He is the next Dr. Doolittle of the ocean. Surfing
with
the dolphins. Like, he's using them squeaks to talk to dolphins. He calls himself the Aquaberry
Dolphin. The Aquaberry Dolphin, man.
Like, he's the apex.
I think Riff Raff is Aquaman, honestly.
Riff Raff is a true
Jason
alien.
Momoa, who? Riff Raff is my Aquaman.
Neon Icon, 57 City Torin. I'm first class, Spain. You still buying Ralph Lauren from Tiptoe Wing in my jawed ends.
Might hit the club, and it's the white Danny Glover. Rap game Uncle Ben pulling rice out the oven.
Rice is always good.
Especially right out the oven.
Right out the oven. So that was lyrics of the day. We're gonna give you one or two more. We got the top three. 1, 2, and 3. We're gonna start with number 3. Y'all guys ready? It's when it's raining hard and my car breaks down, I got no one to call on except AAA.
I mean, that's
pretty accurate.
I mean
not for us. Like we
it's kind of sad, it,
but that means he's all alone, man.
It's kind of sad when guy. You think of, he didn't have anybody he can call.
Yeah, he's just a lonely guy. It's
I'm at a slumber party, girls only. Got you mad, but you can sleep outside. Here's my Versace sleeping bag.
At least he's generous. He's generous.
Yeah.
I don't know why you'd spend like thousands of dollars on
a Versace sleeping bag.
But you know you could probably get that on like Timo.
Probably. I just, you know, at least the man's a giver.
And that brings us to number 1. Diplo Trippin' talking about you got to focus on the lyrics in your songs. A lot is riding on this album. Man, F that.
From the great song Introducing the Icon.
Like, I'm not sure how that was a lyric.
Somebody told him you need to focus on the lyrics of your song, and he said F that. Because I think it's pretty clear now, just on the anecdotal evidence that we've given here in the last 10 minutes. Mr. High Roller does not care at all about his lyrics.
And the fact that the American people, we jam to it. it's that enticing.
I'm going to show you how to be the man.
How to be the boss.
How to come through 7 coats of the gloss.
That's
how to be the man.
That's poetry.
How you
man.
Buy the car, how you buy the house. That's how you be the man. But anyway.
Anyway.
We don't want to get y'all too strung out on Jody High Roller here. Yeah. We will have another artist.
We'll pick another one. And we'll keep trying to have it updated as much as possible throughout the weeks. Not sure exactly on our days just yet, so you guys just kind of be looking out.
We haven't really
spitting out random things. Like I said, today was our first day. We're kind of putting this fun stuff out to see what you guys like. Once we get the
Discord and everything out. We'll put out a little, letting everybody know, like, announcements.
Yeah.
And you guys can look out for that. You can check us out on, like, Instagram, stuff like that will be.
And we're probably going to, as we move forward, like, kind of how we talked about at the beginning of this episode, we will have more concrete subjects, I think, that we'll be talking about when we go live on any given episode in the future. We're also probably going to incorporate a timer so that we can kind of manage the length, the duration of each episode.
Yeah, because we don't want to string you guys along for too long, make it kind of boring for you.
Now, we might have special episodes that go for quite a bit longer.
Yeah.
And then we might make exceptions for other episodes if it's talking about, you know, I don't know, when we start getting into our critiques of movies and music and anime and video games and stuff, we might go a little long-winded on those as well. But for the most part, we're probably going to try to stick to 30, 45-minute episodes. Once we really hit the ground running, we might push that to an hour.
Yeah.
But we've got to discuss on a...
come up with some game plans.
On a content schedule and all that, so... Yeah.
But like we said, like once we get that stuff up, we'll be sending out announcements here. And like I said, we'll be trying to come up with some, put some stuff together, maybe some YouTube channels, some just funny little videos, riding around town, things like that. Just having fun. I do a mean Grinch impression.
And a Batman.
I'm Batman.
Just tell them
your partner next to Batman. So yeah.
That's another story for another
time. We've got some good stories. Lots of fun times that we're going to have on here, and just kind of make this a priority as much as possible. And
just having fun.
Yeah.
And like Kyle said earlier, if you guys have any topics, any subjects that you kind of would like us to focus on or give our thoughts on, you can kind of help to curate the kind of content that we put out.
Yeah.
We're always looking for ideas.
If you guys like the whole, like, just reading stupid lyrics stuff, you guys want to hear some funny facts, we're going to come up with some fun other little things to talk about. Some songs. The song you heard at the beginning, that's your boy. That's me.
The Fire Police.
I'm the Fire Police. Walking down the club, freaking the streets. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, so I think we're going to go ahead and we'll call it a day for now.
Yep.
And, get some stuff taken care of, get on with the day, and we'll be back with you later this week sometime, probably. Like I said, we'll give you an announcement, we'll
thank
just be
you
listening out. Thank you guys for listening.
Yeah, thank y'all for hanging out.
Catch us some more.
We'll catch you in the next one.
All right, y'all have a good one.
Peace.
Bye.
Yeah.
I'm the fire police. When I'm coming down the road, I'll be streaking the street.